Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we are back, and we have with us Dr. Peter Glidden. And Peter, what I was telling about was how there's a credibility crisis now. People have lost all the faith in their doctors, so many of them. I just talked to a lady here not long ago. I had told her about the vax. And she's very close to me, and I told her, do not get that. Do not do it. And she said, my doctor has told me to get it, and I trust my doctor. I said, I'm telling you, don't do it. Well, guess what? She got it. And she called me, and she said, I had a horrible, horrible, horrible reaction to that. And now she gets our newsletter. And she says, now I trust you. I don't trust the doctor anymore. I trust you.
Well, see, this is a giant, really great opportunity for my profession to rise because my profession is filled with good doctors. My profession is, in fact, filled with licensed physicians who are trained to attempt to cure your problem and who actually practice health care. Honest to God, Pastor, it's the best-kept secret in the 21st century naturopathic medicine profession. It's a rapidly growing profession. It's a wonderful profession. Let me read you a testimonial that I got just today from somebody that went to Eiffel Health and followed the supplement recommendations that I outlined. This was generic. This wasn't a private appointment. This was a generic recommendation, and here it is. This woman is of Korean descent from Oregon. Before meeting Dr. Glidden, I had hypothyroidism. I had a biopsy done for lumps. They were 2 centimeters, both left and right, 3 nodules on the right side. I was introduced to Dr. Glidden from a good friend. I went to the website, followed Dr. Glidden's protocol for 3 months, then took a blood test. I'm back to normal, and the tumors are gone. And that wasn't with the private appointment. That was just with generic, general health recovery information, the result of 34 years of my clinical experience. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-kept secret in the 21st century of the medical marketplace is naturopathic medicine. You got to start somewhere. Everybody's got to start somewhere. Surgery is complicated. Healing is relatively easy when you know what to do. So my recommendation, please, for the love of God, visit EiffelHealth.com. Eiffel like the tower, EiffelHealth.com. Or give them a call at 888-618-1796, 888-618-1796. And talk to somebody there, and they will help you to figure out what health recovery protocol to try. You should slam these doors and kick these tires, folks. Because, for goodness sake, you don't know what you're missing. And, you know, like the fellow said, well, God made herbs and vitamins and man-made drugs. Who do you trust?
Well, let me tell you this. I'm going to play another clip here in a minute from Matt Walsh. And this is his final debate he had. But just before I do that, I want to we're going to take have Ken Cromer come up, and he's going to tell us, he's going to give us something about what's happening with the Branson brothers with their continuing case before the U.S. Supreme Court. There's some new thing. He's going to give us just a little bit of info. But
sure.
I got to tell you this. Oh, yeah, good, Ken. Hang tight.
Sure.
Dr. Glidden, you'd be surprised how many medical doctors that are out there that totally even agree with you. They can't come out and publicly say it. Now, talking to them, you know, somehow, sometimes they're a little bit more likely to actually tell you the truth, what they believe, when they're talking to a pastor. And when I'm talking to them, and they'll admit that you're right, natural herbs is the way to go, but they're caught in the system. They're trapped in this system, and if you go out, you'll starve. If you try to go into private practice, you'll starve. Although I've noticed more and more of them are finally doing that. But so they're out there, and they, many of them, believe the way you do, and they're feeling it. They've lost the credibility. Their patients don't trust them anymore. Just like, you know, we don't trust the FBI. We don't trust the Department of Justice hardly. And so very few now. And so now more and more of them want to come around. More and more of them want to go back to what's true and natural. We're going to play this
clip. My doors are open. My doors are open, baby. Come on in.
Tell them again. Tell them how they can contact you.
888-618-1796. 888-618-1796.
And you folks out there, you say you're shipping me 100 books, the Attempt to Cure?
Yes, sir.
Attempt to Cure. Folks out there, let me tell you, this book, you really need it. I mean, it goes from A to Z. And the actual, it tells you actually how to cure, not just treat the symptom, but to cure the disease. For real, it works. Do you know why? God gave you the medicine. And so, now, with that, we're going to go and play this other clip. Then you guys, I want both of you guys to comment on it. This, again, is Matt Walsh, and this is his final statement in that debate that you heard earlier with that idiot. But go ahead.
Trans ideology is the most toxic evil our nation faces today, and it must be burned to the ground, destroyed completely. Now, if you are a trans-identified person, and you hear that, you should be the most on board with this campaign, because trans ideology has taken more from you than it's taken from me or any of the rest of us. You are a victim. You are, just not in the way that you think. You are a victim of transgenderism. You have fallen prey to this ideology. And the ideology is wrong, which means that you are wrong. You are wrong about your view of the world and of reality and of yourself. You are deeply, catastrophically wrong, and you are on a path that can only lead to despair, I promise you. It cannot have any other outcome. Most people will not tell you this. Okay, they will lie to you because they don't care about you. Your life means nothing to them. The people who are pushing this on you and telling you it's so great and applauding it, that's what you need to understand. Your life means nothing to them. And your crippling regret that you will feel in the future, when you feel it, it will not faze them. You will come back to them and you will say, how could you have gone along with this? Why didn't you tell me the truth? How did you let me do this to myself? They won't care enough to even answer you. They will leave you to wallow in the shattered remnants of your life and your broken and mutilated body. And they will feel nothing because they are using you. They are deceiving you. I am not. They don't care about you. I do. Now, you can scream at me all you want, as some in this room already have. Call me every name in the book. You can wish death on me and my family. You can threaten to kill me and my family. You can show up at my house. You can dox me. You can come after my wife and children. And you have already done all of that many times. But it won't change the truth of what I'm saying to you. And it won't stop me from saying it. If you are a trans woman, you are not a woman. If you are a trans man, you are not a man. If you are non-binary, you're not that either, because that's not even a thing. That doesn't make sense. You will never be the version of yourself that you are trying to be. You never will. That version is a figment of your imagination. It is a mirage in the desert. It is not real. You are an entire universe away from actually being what you claim to be. And no matter how much you pursue that phantom, you will always remain as far from it as you are right now and as you were when you started. And here's the thing. You know that. You know that, don't you? Deep down within yourself, you know it's all a lie. You call yourself a trans woman, but you look at the real women in this room tonight, and you know that you will never be what they are. You know that. You know they have something you will never have. You will only ever be a pale imitation at best, and not a good one. You will only ever be like a really bad cover band butchering a classic and stripping it of everything that made it beautiful. This is all you will ever be if you continue down this road. You recognize this, and you know it. I know you know it, because that's why you obsessively demand that everyone affirm you and convince you of the validity of your own identity. You know, I've never desired to be affirmed in my manhood by anyone. If someone told me that I'm not a man, okay, it would not faze me in the slightest, because I know that I am one. You can't make me question that, because it's just true. I don't need anyone to affirm it. Now, you do need to be affirmed, because your self-identity is a fragile stack of empty boxes perched up on a ledge, just waiting to be blown over by a slight breeze. It's all fake. It's all a lie. It's a lie you tell yourself, but you will never truly believe. And I know there's a voice inside your head that whispers that to you at night. I know there is. The voice you try to drown out, the voice you hate even more than you hate me. Listen to that voice. Stop running from it. Stop running from yourself. It's a race you cannot win. And why would you want to? There's nothing wrong with who you are, who you physically, innately, actually, biologically are. Be that person. Accept yourself as yourself. You have no choice anyway. You're only given this one body, this one identity. You'll never have another in this life. You can go to as many surgeons as you want. They cannot give you a new body. They can only mutilate the one you already have. And you know, the fact that you'll never have another identity or another body, that's okay. Until recently, I'd always thought that the slogan, be yourself, was just a vapid kind of a new age platitude. Maybe it was intended to be originally. But these days, it's taken on real meaning and real urgency. Yeah, be yourself, your actual self. It's the only self you'll ever have. And there's nothing wrong with it. Stop hiding from who you are. Embrace yourself. Embrace the truth. Come live in reality and be free.
Alrighty, are we back? Okay, we are back.
Powerful.
Yeah, well, you know, he just he hit the nail on the head. He made the point very clear. And now the looks on the faces of the very, very confused young trans things, the looks on their faces were just unbelievable. It said it all. And again, we're living in a time, you know, Jesus... the Lord said over there in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 4, I will choose their delusion. I will choose their delusion. And that's exactly what has happened because of what it says over in Romans. God has chosen their delusion, and they've been given over to a totally reprobate mind. And I feel bad because they're so confused. And I'm hearing from all these young women that have had their breasts removed, butchered, and now they wish that they hadn't, because they were being so confused as they were. And these teachers, you know, every single teacher that suggests that, even makes that, should be charged with a child abuse, child molestation.
Amen.
Every one of them. In fact, I have here's an article right here. Listen to this. Here's one of these trans things. And kill everyone now. Wyoming Democrat lawmaker posts a video calling for politically motivated murders, threatening, okay. And here this woman, a Democratic State Representative Carly Provenza, A Democratic lawmaker in Wyoming called for politically motivated murders against those that oppose the transgender agenda. Okay. Now, yeah, she's here is supposed to be, this woman's a lunatic. But even though she's a lunatic, she's a typical Democrat.
Right.
So does that tell you, when the Bible, when in the Word of God, it tells you that in the days that people would become this way, totally reprobate, and God will choose their delusion. We're there. I mean, it's right. We're right there right now. Anyhow,
Pastor.
Yes, sir.
I that is one of the most fantastic things I've ever heard. The love that comes from Matt Walsh as he says those things. He knows he's putting his life on the line as he says them.
Yep.
And though I've got a quote in front of me that I know you've probably heard that just kind of sums up my feelings on what I just heard. It's not scripture, but it's almost as good as. It says, in a time of universal deceit, and that's where we're at right now, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Matt Walsh just committed a revolutionary act, and that's a quote by George Orwell.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at. We have to stand up and speak truth. These poor kids, by the way, it's 80%. I've done my homework. My recollection is that it's 80% of all people who have these transgender surgeries, in a short period of time thereafter, regret it, and a large number commit suicide. A way too big a number. I don't remember what that number is. But 80% regret that they've done it. But it's you can't undo that one.
No, you can't.
And this from the Department of Redundancy Department, not to kick a dead horse, but I love kicking dead horses. Who's doing the surgery? Is it the acupuncturist? Is it the botanical medicine practitioners? Is it the homeopath? Is it the Ayurvedic practitioners? Is it the naturopathic doctors? Who's doing it? The medical doctors, same people who were doing the barbaric experiments in Auschwitz and Dachau, same people that created the Zyklon B gas that killed everybody in the concentration camps. It wasn't the holistic doctors that were doing it. It's the medical doctors. And I get it that not all medical doctors are bad and evil. I get that. And I have a lot of friends who are medical doctors. I'm with you, Pastor. And a lot of these people are, you know, the ships are turning around and they're seeing the light and they're getting away from from disease management into healthcare, and that's a wonderful thing. But the vast majority are not, and it's a profession that is rotten to the core. And that's another truth that I think needs to be spoken loudly and strongly. And I seem to be the only one that's doing it.
I don't know how many so-called medical doctors there are, but I do know that frontline doctors have 10,000. Doctors that agree with you, Peter.
Yeah, and there you go. These are the exceptions to prove the rule.
Yeah. Even at 10,000, it's probably 10,000. It's just maybe 1 or 2%, huh?
So I say there's millions of medical doctors in the world, and I can't emphasize this enough. It's not that these people are bad and evil. It's the training that they get. Is atheistic at its core. The training that a medical doctor gets, their understanding of nature and how the body works, it's atheistic. They don't believe in the soul. They don't believe in the spirit. They don't believe in anything that can't be measured. To them, consciousness itself is a function of biochemistry. Well, when you die, it's lights out, game over. There's no afterlife. There's no God. There's no spirit. There's no soul. There's no angels. There's no nothing. You can't measure it. It doesn't exist. Consciousness is a function of biochemistry. So, if you want to change somebody's biology, go ahead. Mutilate them. Why not? Science progresses. This is how they think. And this is the problem. This is the underlying problem with conventional medicine. It's not the individual doctor. It's the philosophy that informs the profession. And it's a crap show.
You couldn't be more right. Ken, you're going to give us a little sneak preview. You're going to break some stuff tomorrow night on the program.
Yes, sir.
Give us a little tease on what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll give you the little tease that you asked me to present here to your good audience, and then I'll get off to make sure that your guests can continue on. But we realized that what we had to bring with you to your audience would require that hour, the second hour tomorrow night. And so let me just give you a tease. For example, Rollin Brunson's case was actually denied on the third petition to the court. It's never gotten, no one's ever gotten past that phase. They did not either. But that was okay because they were ready. These Brunson brothers are ready. And what happened is just yesterday, the 5th, Loy Brunson, one of the brothers, actually filed his own case, which was actually running concurrent with Rollin's case. It's just Rollin beat him to it. And so what's happened is that's now been filed at the Court of Appeals, and that case will actually, because it's filed and it has a case number, now they're going to strike out with a Rule 11 and launch right into the Supreme Court. That pretty much covers the Brunson part. We could talk about details on that tomorrow, but just bullet point a couple of other things that we wanted to cover with you is that today is a critical day on a calendar, the Nissan calendar. I won't explain it right now. Tom will join us tomorrow. We'll cover this tomorrow. But the Nissan calendar, there's amazing things that are happening right now in the history of calendars. And you could take a quick peek and get ready for tomorrow by going to CedarHillsCitizens.org. That's CedarHillsCitizens.org. And there is a posting that was just posted today, just a few minutes ago, actually, explaining all the interesting calendar events, Noah, the children of Israel, all sorts of things. And we're at a really critical time on the calendars. Another thing that we want to talk about is, and I'm sure your good guest there would concur with this, the homeopathic approach. We've got to get back to basics. Monday was a nuclear bomb on the finances of the world as the dollar was officially declared dead. That has not rippled out to the people yet. They don't understand that. But one of the most valuable things that your radio audience could do is be planning on getting a garden together. We are heading into very difficult times. At the same CedarHillsCitizens.org website, just posted earlier today, a notice with regards to famine. We are heading towards famine, and yet this is all in the Lord's plan. There's a number of things that are posted at the CedarHillsCitizens.org website, if people would like to take a look, including a large expose on George Soros, lots of fun memes, and then also there is an article about Cleon Skousen, who a number of years ago wrote The Naked Communist, and I'm sure you're familiar with that, Pastor.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with him too. Absolutely, yes. Yeah. We had him on.
Wonderful man. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
He's. I was in his home three times in the year before he passed away. Had been invited in. We can talk about all these things, but I just wanted to tease your audience. CedarHillsCitizens.org is where a lot of things are at right now, and I'll bow out and thank you. I'll just leave the line right now, and thank you very much for inviting me on to do a tease for tomorrow night at second hour.
All right, very, very good. We'll see you tomorrow
thank
night.
You, sir. Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, good to be with you.
All righty. What we're going to do is open the phone lines because people always have a lot of questions for you. So we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines, and I'm going to sit back and just listen, and because I always learn a lot, okay? And so, folks, if you have a Bible question, ask me. If you have a question on holistic medicine, ask Dr. Glidden. So the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Or, yeah, we'll just go with that one. The phone lines are open tonight, so if you have a question or comment, give us a call. My guess is the phones are ringing already. And while it's happening, Peter, I just wanted to say that we hit on a couple of things. And when you were talking about here, I just want to ask you about this and very quickly. Philly Joy Bank pays women to have babies while birthplace of America has highest rate of infant mortality in America.
Yeah.
Cover for the clot shot. When the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 clot shots came out, several healthcare agencies advised pregnant and breastfeeding women to avoid getting the vaccines, like we've been telling them here, like you told them, due to limited data on its effects, even warning women of childbearing age that pregnancy should be excluded before vaccination. Even the World Health Organization said the use of this vaccine, Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, in pregnant women is currently not recommended unless they are at high risk of exposure. Now, due to the highest infant mortality rates and falling fertility rates of any major city in the United States, Philadelphia, ironically nicknamed the birthplace of America, is offering women $1,000 per month with no strings attached just to have babies to cover it up for the horrid clot shot effect. What do you think of that?
Well,
it is.
I mean, nobody's going to go to jail either because Congress granted the pharmaceutical industry indemnity from any harm caused by any vaccine. That's a fun little nugget. I forget the actual name of the law, but it happened years ago. So the pharmaceutical industry is immune from any prosecution by anybody if they get a vaccine and they're harmed by it. You can't do anything about it.
Well, one of the people that is running now against Joe Obama Biden for the president is Robert Kennedy Jr., and that has been his main focus, his main fight, right there, what you just said, exposing that.
Exposing that. And, you know, so I'd like to know, perhaps in the future, what your take on Kennedy is, like, because I don't really know anything about him.
Well, he's been a very, very strong advocate against vaccines, from the very beginning. And so I actually, right now, I can't, I would have to say, you know, he's on our side.
Yeah.
And so.
All right, fingers crossed, the tide might be turning. Who knows?
Okay, let's go and take some calls. Let's go to Joyce. Joyce, you're in the air.
Thank you. Dr. Glidden, I have several relatives. I'd like to get the foundation back for them. There are
contraindications.
Like, are there contraindications? Like, I need to find out all their medications before.
Oh, that's a great question. No, the only contraindication that you have to worry about, it's not a contraindication, it's just something that you need to look out for, is if somebody's on a blood pressure medication,
uh-huh.
The blood pressure medicine is not fixing the problem that caused the high blood pressure, right? It's just managing the problem. It's like painting over the mold on the wall instead of fixing the leak that caused the mold, right?
Uh-huh.
So sometimes when somebody is on a high blood pressure medicine and they take the foundation pack, their blood pressure starts to normalize because the reason that they had high blood pressure was because they were deficient in nutrients.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the main causes of high blood pressure. So, you know, if I gave somebody with normal blood pressure a blood pressure medicine, their blood pressure would become too low, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
And that's not a good thing. It, especially in an elderly person, if the blood pressure becomes too low, you know, you sit up from a chair and you pass out because the blood can't get to your head fast enough because your blood pressure is too low. So the only thing that people need to do if they're on blood pressure meds when they start the foundation pack is just take their blood pressure every day.
Right.
Now, the best time to take blood pressure is between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. before lunch. Between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. before lunch. And you take your blood pressure once, you count to 30, you take it a second time, you count to 30, and you take it a third and final time. You only record the third number. That's the most accurate way to get blood pressure reading. Between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. before lunch, take it three times. Only pay attention to the last reading. And just write that down on a piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
And as you do the foundation pack and you're taking your meds, if you notice, well, son of a gun, my blood pressure is starting to come down, then you go to your medical doctor and they reduce the dose of your blood pressure meds and everybody's happy. But that's really the only thing that people need to pay attention to. It's a great question, by the way.
Like, one is taking thyroid medication. Could something happen with the thyroid?
No, thyroid's fine. Well, one thing that the nutrients tend to do, which is an insidious thing, the reason for this is insidious, and the pharmaceutical companies should be ashamed of themselves. But drugs, the action of the drug in the human body, the metabolic action of a drug in the human body, does not happen via fairy dust and, unicorn horn. It happens by vitamins and minerals and amino acids, the stuff that makes up your body. So when you take a pharmaceutical, it's chewing through your nutrient reserve. Because the action of the drug propagates in your body through the nutrients that are in your body. It burns them up, as it's doing whatever it is that it's doing.
Peter, we're going to have to take a fast break real quick. We'll be back right after this.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire, but it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Christ is a saving king. He'll keep you from death stings. Sin is a burning desire. Fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire.
All right, there you go. I sang that song to the witches, to the actual witches at Planned Parenthood, and they charged me with terrifying them. They charged me with terrifying them. Unbelievable. Anyhow, go ahead and go back to your patient there.
All right, Pastor. Yeah, thank you very much. So when the longer that someone's on a drug, a pharmaceutical, the less vitamins and minerals and nutrients are in their body because the drugs burn them up. So when you're taking a drug and then you also start taking a vitamin program, or a holistic vitamin program, often the drugs that you're taking will work better and more efficiently. So, I mean, it's rare, but it will happen every once in a while. It's kind of like someone doubles their dose of the prescription med, whatever they're taking. So what I counsel people to do when they start medical nutrition program, if they're taking pharmaceuticals, is just read up on what the side effects of too strong of a dose of the drug that they're taking. Become familiar with those. And if you start to experience any of those side effects, just go to your medical doctor and they'll reduce the drug because the nutrients are making it work better. And look, the pharmaceutical industry knows this.
Sure they do.
They don't put vitamins in with their drugs, because if they did, they would sell less drugs because the drugs would work better.
Yeah. Alrighty.
And so
we have to move on to another caller. There you go. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're in the air. Hello, Matt. You go ahead. You're in the air.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I have an awful hard problem trying to lose that belly fat. I was swimming and everything and everything, and then, like I called earlier, my brother passed away, and then I fell and broke my hands. So now I'm doing a lot of walking, and I just completed a dietary cleanse. And I don't know if you ever heard of the book Prescription for Nutritional Healing.
Yep.
Have you ever heard of that, Doc?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, bulk and bulk. Well, I just did one with all the regimens and that. And now I've done the prep off where you have the raw fruits and vegetables. Now I'm in the regular food, but I never have been a big sweet fan. And until I get over my hand injury, we'll walk. You know, just getting up in the morning, having a morning walk, and in the afternoon another walk, and then just watching that stuff. Will that help? Or what other supplements can I take? Because I take a lot of vitamins and supplements and everything, and stuff like that. So
So I mean, everybody's a little bit different. You know, we got different blood types, we've got different ages, we got different nationalities, right? Everybody's a little bit different. So my recommendation, if you're trying a weight loss program, is you give it a run for 8 weeks and look to see if it's effective. 8 weeks is certainly long enough to see if any type of program that you're on, by the way, is going to produce a result. So I would run that flag up the pole and see if it flies. Do that program for 8 weeks and see how you feel. And here's what I do know about medical nutrition that very few doctors do. There are 90 nutrients that the human body needs, not just 10 or 15, there's 90. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids. You need all 90. All of these nutrients are not present in the food. Some of them are, but many of them aren't, and so you need all 90. And so, in my opinion, based on 34 years of clinical experience, if you are going to dip your toes into the medical nutrition waters, you might as well do it the holistic way, because the holistic way is the best way. We don't try to outsmart the body. We don't try to outthink the body. We don't try to figure out what the body needs and micromanage it. We just give it everything that it needs and get the heck out of the way. So the 90 Essential Nutrient Medical Nutrition Program is superior in effectiveness to any other nutrition program that I've seen, and I've been doing this for 34 years, and I used to work for a vitamin company, for goodness sake. I know what I'm talking about. So you should give the foundation pack a run for its money. Try it for 8 weeks. Everybody should, because you're honest to God, man, you don't know what you're missing. You don't. And the proof of the pudding is in the eating, pun intended. And, you know, that's why my profession is still alive in such a hostile political climate, because more often than not it works. So my recommendation is maintain your discipline now for 8 weeks, see how it makes you feel, then try the foundation pack for 8 weeks, see how that makes you feel, and see if you notice the difference.
All right, very good. We've got to move on. Let's go to Lee. Lee, you're in the air. Hey, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the air, Lee.
Okay. Hi. Sorry about that. I was wondering if you could make a suggestion for endometrioid cancer.
Well, yeah. So you need, there are, on my website, drglidden.com, there are 12 questions that you need to ask your oncologist in the presence of a witness and a recording device, regardless of what type of cancer you have, before you agree to their treatment. More people ask questions about the car that they're going to buy than the cancer treatment that they're going to get. Most people just do whatever the heck the doctor tells them to, and if they ask these questions to their oncologist, they wouldn't do it. So cancer is a very tricky thing. I don't recommend, there's nothing generic that anybody can do for cancer. You have to find a holistically oriented physician who is successful with treating cancer. If I had cancer, I would go to one of three doctors. If you call Eiffel Health tomorrow at 888-618-1796, 888-618-1796, that's also where you go for the foundation pack. We'll give you those doctors' names and the clinics that they work at in the United States, but you need a private appointment with a holistic doctor who has a clinical experience treating cancer. And you need to ask your oncologist these 12 questions, honest to God.
Okay. Should I try the foundation pack as well?
Well, it's not going to fix cancer. Foundation pack isn't going to fix cancer. You need more than that. Everybody needs the foundation pack. I mean, right? I mean, the tomato plant needs good fertilizer. The tomato plant needs good water. The tomato plant needs sunlight. Those are given. Your body needs the 90 essential nutrients. That's a given. And if you take the foundation pack into your body, you will feel better and your body will get stronger over time. I doubt very much that it's going to be enough to fix endometrial cancer. You need to see a holistic specialist for that. And I would go to a holistic cancer doctor 1,000 times before I went to a conventional oncologist because their track record treating cancer is crap.
Yeah,
all right.
I agree. Thank you.
All right. Give us a call tomorrow. We'll hook you up with those doctors' names. Okay.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for calling. Okay, who did you say we had next there? Okay. We're going to go to Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, what's happening, Hal? How the heck are you?
Pretty good. I suppose doing any better, I couldn't stand it.
Hey, Hal, right. What should I do for my swollen biceps? What do you think? Is there anything I can do for that?
For your swollen biceps?
Yeah. What should I do?
I don't know. You got me there. Oh, boy.
Well, wait, yeah.
How can I help you, Hal?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you got a pretty good thing going there, and I was just going to tell the public out there that that 90 essential minerals is really does the job. I had high blood pressure. They had me on high blood pressure for 15 years medicine, and it never got where it was, you know, normal. And I just took my blood pressure now because I was taking your Osteoflex and plant minerals, and it's down to like 127. You know, the top number, and everything looks good. And it wasn't that good when 15 years of taking the you know, blood pressure medicine.
Well, God bless you for trusting me enough to give it a try. And, you know, I mean, the proof of the pudding's in the eating, right? I mean, it's a wonderful thing when it works. It works most of the time. And I appreciate your trust and your willingness to step outside of the box. I wish more people were like you.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Do you know anything about turmeric and fighting cancer? That and grape seed extract, is that pretty good stuff?
Yeah, grape. They're both very good. You know, the Youngevity, the same company that makes the foundation pack, has a really great turmeric supplement. It's called Puremeric, Puremeric. It's very concentrated organic turmeric. It's a really great addition. To, you know, the foundation pack. Mm-hmm. And the studies are in, man, that in there are pockets of cultures around the world where people live really old. They're like over 100 years old and they're healthy. It's called the Blue Zone. And one thing that those people all had in common was that they consumed a massive amount of food that had antioxidants in it. They were getting 20,000 antioxidant points a day. The average American gets 1,200. They were getting 20,000. They lived to be over 100, and they were healthy. So things like grapeseed extract have a lot of antioxidants that they bring to the body. That's another really good thing to add to the foundation pack. I'm a fan of both of those supplements. If you can afford them, I would try them.
Yeah, okay, that's good. I'll do that.
Let me ask you,
for those of you in the listening audience, if you're struggling with the Biden economy, there's a way at EiffelHealth.com that you can turn your friends and family members onto the supplements and get paid. You can actually get your supplements for free by turning people in your church, your community, your family onto the stuff. And it's a wonderful opportunity because everybody wins. you help your friends and family members, church members, to get healthy, and you get paid. And it's a wonderful thing. I don't talk about it very much, but I am talking about it more and more now because of the crazy economy that we're in. If you're looking for a way to humanistically supplement your income, give the good people at Eiffel Health a call. Talk to them about it. It's a lot easier than you think. The number 888-618-1796.
All right, let me ask you a question, too, about Pastor Bruce, who was one of our pastors. Pastor Bruce, he died last year of COVID. And, of course, Pastor was 80, and, you know, he got it. But he had been a diabetic for quite a while. But he would always tell me he would eat a lot of cinnamon. And he said cinnamon, just raw cinnamon, would cut that blood sugar down.
It would.
Cinnamon's one of the cinnamon's a wonderful nutrient to support and promote healthy blood sugar metabolism. But there are other nutrients that do just as good of a job. I mean, you know, taking cinnamon, right? That's like going to get your car tuned up, and all they do is put air in the tires. Well, it's good that they put the air in the tires. You need that, but there's a lot of other things that you also need. You know, if he'd done the foundation pack and if he'd done some blood sugar support with stuff other than just cinnamon, if he would have had a superior result. One of my most favorite cases I ever to talk about, I treated a 16-year-old kid with type 1 insulin-dependent diabetes. And 3 or 4 weeks into my program, he was able to reduce his insulin by 75%. 75%. And you know where he is today? Naturopathic Medical School.
Well, here's the other thing I wanted to tell you, that there's a fellow I know that's borderline. He's borderline diabetic. In other words, so he goes in and he's just crossed the border. He starts taking the cinnamon, cinnamon on sliced apples, cinnamon, and then he goes below that borderline. He's no longer diabetic. It drops down. And so,
There's a lot more that he can do, and there's a lot more that he should do, right? So, I mean, if he really wants to really take a swing at this, then he should do the whole program. Cinnamon is a wonderful addition to the diet for anybody that's having a blood sugar issue. You bet.
You should get your book too, then too. Attempt a cure. There you go. All right, Pastor Hal, how much time do we have, Style? Pastor Hal, you've got 5 minutes. Tell us how we can avoid hell and get to heaven.
Okay, the best way to. There's only one way to avoid hell, and that's Jesus Christ. When Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. You see, God's a God of perfect righteousness. God's righteousness cannot allow sin to go to heaven. If man could go to heaven with his sins, heaven wouldn't be heaven very long. It'd be as messed up as it is on earth under the Biden administration, and that'd be an awful thing. But when Jesus died on that cross, he said, it is finished, which means God allowed him to transfer your guilt, your sins, and everything else in full upon his son Jesus. And when Jesus died on that cross and said, it is finished, he was letting us know that everything he did on that cross was accepted by God the Father as payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. But the thing is, that payment don't become ours automatically. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. It's like you could be out in the ocean drowning, and somebody throws you a life preserver. You could believe that life preserver will save you, but unless you reached out and received it, you're going to drown. It's the same thing with what Jesus did for you on that cross. And the longer you put it off, messing around, wasting time and everything, the more chances the devil has to come snatch your soul and take you to hell without you even realizing how fast it happened. And listen, God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away our sins is the blood of Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. It's not through the city water system. It's not through you being a good Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, or whatever. You could be a member of every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards. It's when you come as a repentant sinner, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, and ask Jesus to come into your heart, receiving what he did for you on that cross as payment in full for your salvation. that he gives you eternal life right then and there. And nobody, not your worst enemy or anybody, can ever take that away from you. They can't steal it. You can't lose it, because you become a new creature in Christ right then and there. John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." So get that straight if you don't get nothing else straight. It wasn't Mary, Peter, Paul, the saints, quote-unquote, or anybody else that can get you to heaven. It's Jesus and him alone. And so when you come to Jesus and you ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you, trust in him, because, see, in Christ was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That's why in Isaiah they said that you can call Jesus the everlasting Father. Why? Because in him was the Father in all his fullness. And so when you come to Jesus, you're coming to the Father. And the Bible, you know, it tells you exactly how to get to heaven. And Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That means call is to pray. If you believe Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you want him to come into your heart right here and now tonight, you call upon him, you pray, you ask him to come into your heart, because God hears you me talking to you right now. He knows what's going through your mind and through your heart this very moment, and he'll come into your heart. He wants to save you more than you could even want to be saved, but Ephesians 2:8-9 says it's a gift. You've got to receive it as a gift. He did all the work. Now it's up to you. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. So if you want Jesus in your heart, let me lead you in a simple sinner's prayer. But even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God. Let's pray right now.
1 minute.
Dear God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul. Lord Jesus, I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood for my salvation, and I thank you for eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good amen. Very good. Thank you, Pastor Hal. And you've got about 30 seconds, Peter, for a closing comment.
My closing comment is, if you want a different result, you need a different method. And we have a different method. It's science-based, clinically verified. You need to know about it. So come on in, slam these doors, kick these tires, and let us show you what you can do to make yourself healthy. 888-618-1796. Thanks, Pastor.
All right. Very, very good. Thanks for being here with us tonight. And
amen.
Yeah, and thank you, Pastor Hal, for that good prayer. And folks out there, like Hal says, don't run out of tomorrows tonight. Don't do that. You know, we talked about it earlier. The vast majority of people in the world are going to go to hell, but they don't have to. They're going to choose to do so, and that is a tragedy. Until tomorrow, as we always say at this time, we want to say good night. God bless. And always, 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 ready?
Keep
fighting
the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.